Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hi everyone, I hope you guys are well. Yeah, long time no pod. Okay, I don't know, because I've recorded like two episodes before this, but I haven't put them up yet, because, I don't know, I just second guess myself sometimes, so if those ones come out before this, well, I guess I've already wished you a happy new month. If not, happy new month of May. And I hope May is good to you. I hope you achieve all your goals and all your dreams. And yeah, I hope it's a really good month to all of us. If you can hear cars in the background, it's because I'm not recording where I normally record. I usually record in my sister's room, because it's so much quieter there, but the baby's still asleep. I'm actually going to expose her. It's almost 1 p.m. and my little sister is still asleep, which I usually feel jealous because I usually miss her and I just want to spend time with her. So that's more what it is than anything else. Yeah, so guys, thank you so much for your continued support on this podcast. I'm so grateful to all of you who take the time to listen, to give me your feedback, to even make comments, like, I don't know, like comments to me, for those who know me personally. I appreciate all of you. Yeah, so I think I should actually just close that door. Okay, let me close it. Okay. I'm near the kitchen door, and the kitchen door that leads outside, I've closed the main kitchen door, but I feel like it's still so loud, so let me close the outside kitchen door. Okay guys, I'm back. Hopefully it's better. Oh, I don't know if it will be better, to be honest. But I hope it is. So today's affirmation, before I even get into the topic, is I know who I am. Period. Yeah, so I know who I am. And yeah, it's a very befitting, I always say this, but truly it's a very befitting topic. It's a very befitting affirmation for today's topic. So today's topic is, I'm doing on assumptions about me. Yeah, just a few assumptions I've gotten from random people that I know. I won't be sharing people's names, but Yes. Some of them were so wild, so I am not... Okay, it's really loud right now. Oh no, I hope you guys can't hear that, but I feel like you can. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so... some of them are wild, so I cut some of them out, but I kept some wild ones. And then some are very general, and yeah, so let's get into it. So the first assumption is that I'm an extrovert. No, actually, I get why people would think that, because I'm very outgoing. But I don't think I'm an extrovert. Actually, I know I'm not an extrovert. I'm an ambivert, but I'm... Guys, it's so loud. Should I just wait for my sister to wake up? Oh my gosh, it's so loud. Okay. So I have more introverted tendencies than extroverted tendencies. And yeah, and these days I'm actually way more introverted than I feel like I've ever been. I really actually just enjoy being by myself in my house and just chilling. And I think also that has could also have a lot to do with my anxiety. And these days I'm just selectively social as well. Yeah, the second one is that you're a rich kid. Woo, guys. Actually, I got like three of these. No. I'm not a rich kid. I mean, my grandparents worked really, really hard to like get their children to live a good, comfortable life, and my mom has also worked hard to get us to where we are right now. We aren't rich. I wouldn't say we are rich, but we're comfortable. I feel like that's something like all rich kids say, but no, we're actually not rich. Yeah, we're okay, like we're able to afford the basic needs, and then a bit more just on top of that. Yeah, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful to my mom, to my grandparents, yeah. The third one is that you're a lover girl. That's actually not an assumption, that's a fact. I'm the biggest lover girl. Oh no. Yeah. It's actually terrible. I'm a very big lover girl. In relationships, in people that I care about, like my siblings, my friends, yeah, I am. But in relationships, it's crazy. Oh. Sorry, I was drinking water. Yeah, I am. That's all. You don't like hurting people's feelings. Yeah, I mean, is there anyone who likes hurting people's feelings? Though I feel like some people would go against what I've said. Like people I've been in romantic relationships with, and a lot of the time, many people have told me that like, when once someone hurts me, I hurt them back. But I wouldn't say I like hurting people's feelings. That's the question. Like I don't do it like intentionally. At least I don't think I do. I don't think I do. But hurt people hurt people. So yeah, but it's not intentional. Yeah. This one is you are in a relationship. Hey. Whoa. My heart belongs to someone. That's what I'll say. That's such a good answer. My heart belongs to someone, and yeah, they know who they are. That's all I'll say. My heart belongs to someone. Period. You went to an international school. Yeah, I did. I went to an I've always been in an international school from the first day I ever set foot in a school. And I'm very happy about that. I was always rather Not I've always been, because my universities, I wouldn't say they're international. They're good private university. Like the two universities I've been in, they're good private universities, but I wouldn't say they're international. But yeah, for my primary and secondary education, yes, I did go to an international school, but also like for baby class and stuff, I was also in an international school. Yeah, I'm grateful for that. You choose friendships very specifically. Yes, I do, and I feel like everyone should. Like, choose friendship, like be friends with people who you actually like, people who you share values with, like people who will tell you when you're going astray, people who are just honest with you and who you and want the best for you. So yeah, I do choose friendships very specifically. I think I have like 4 friends that, well, excluding my siblings, yeah, 4, yeah, 4 friends. And I'm really grateful for all of them. They're all amazing people. You love singing and dancing? Yes, I do. Yes, a lot. You are scared of getting into a relationship and getting married? No, I'm not actually. If anything, I am very excited about marriage and yeah, being with someone who, you know, we understand each other, like we relate, we're having fun, we're communicating, there's honesty, there's respect. Yeah. Rihanna is your favorite sibling. That is a fact. Actually, it's not a fact. That's not true. She's not my favorite sibling. She's my favorite person. Okay? Get it right. So, you believe everything happens for a reason. Yes, that's true. I believe you go through things so that you can... I always say it's never a loss. It's always a lesson. And not even only when it comes to bad things, like even good things, like everything happens, everything is preparing you for something, and something good, something greater rather. You are not confrontational. Yes, that's true. I'm not confrontational at all, especially in my friendships. In relationships, I mean, I'll just like ask, but I won't like confront you. Like, it's not like a fight. Like, I'll just ask you, like, it's a conversation, you know. But in friendships, I don't know. I find it difficult, more difficult in friendships. Yeah. Wait, Rana. Oh, I thought she was awake. I wanted to go use her room. Anyway, you can't wait to be a mother. You're very nurturing. That is so true. I really can't wait to be a mother. Actually, by this age, I would have 2 children by now. Yeah, but it's not what it is. But hopefully very soon, I will be. And then the second part, you're very nurturing. Thank you so much. I've actually gotten that quite a lot. And I actually believe that that's true. I love taking care of people. I love catering to people. I love hosting. Yeah, I love listening and like sharing my insight or my experiences. Whatever would help someone. I love it. Yeah. You've struggled with your mental health. Yeah, that's not an assumption, it's a fact. I think I've spoken about it here as well. Yeah. You are still friends with your exes. Friends. Okay, first of all, that's not even the right answer for me. I don't have any. Okay, I have maybe 2 exes. There are anyone else there saying that they're my ex? Please. No. I only have 2 exes that I claim. You are a very emotionally strong person. I think this is subjective. I guess. I think I pick myself up. Like, yeah, I allow myself to feel whatever I'm feeling, and then I pick myself up, and I wouldn't want to ever project it onto somebody else. So I try as much as possible to heal first before I interact with people. And yeah, thank you. I think I should go to, after that, you're a very emotionally strong person. Somebody said that you've received a lot of character development. That is very true as well. In all aspects of my life, actually. It's not just at in relationships or something. It's in all aspects of my life. And I said, everything happens for a reason. So I always take lessons and yeah, I go forward with those lessons. You'd do very well in radio or TV presenting, media in general. Thank you. Thank you for that. Fun fact, actually, my first job ever, I think, I don't know if I've mentioned it on this podcast, but my first job ever was actually on TV and on radio when I was, I think I was about 6 or 7. I was in year 3 anyway. So I used to present Cartoon Time on Metro TV, and I used to do morning news on Nation Radio. The radio one lasted about 3 months tops, and the TV one lasted a bit longer. Yeah, so thank you for that. Actually, very recently, I got an opportunity to audition for a radio show. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes. You're shy. Yeah, that's very true. I'm actually a very, very shy person. And especially when I receive good loving. Yeah, I am, especially if I like you, I'm gonna be so shy. Yeah. Okay, somebody said you love cooking. Yes, I do. I love cooking so much. Yeah. You're a very sporty person. Yes, that's true. I've taken part in in very many sports, and I'm really grateful that my school, like primary, secondary, exposed me to lots of sports. It really shaped me to be a well-rounded person. Yes, I can play a lot of sports, and I feel like even the ones that I can't play, like if it wouldn't be so hard for me to like get the hang of it. I'm a very sporty person. True. Sorry. You support the LGBTQA+ agenda. I think everyone should be allowed to love as they should. Just don't push your agendas like down people's throats, who like just be respectful of everyone's beliefs. So those who don't support that agenda, be respectful of those who do, and those who do, be respectful of those who don't. Yeah, and we will all live happily. You voted for Raila. This is so funny, and I'm sure it's because of my last name. No, I didn't. And many people will come for me for that, but I'm very open with that. I didn't vote for either Raila or Ruto. There were 4 names on that ballot, and you could choose any 4, and I chose one of the other 2. Yes. You have at least 1 child. Woo! Wow. Okay. Okay. Nice. Well, if it's not, like, if you mean children not from my womb, yes, I have lots of children, actually. Yeah, my baby cousins, my niece, my nephew, those are all my children. You cut your locks? This one is not an assumption. I think it's just an exclamation. Maybe not. You are a no-nonsense person. Okay, I get where this would come from. I just think when it's time for work, it's time for work. When it's time for play, it's time for play. So, yeah, that's it. Not an assumption. You're so beautiful and fine as fuck. I mean, no kugeria money. I'm trying. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're empathetic and want the best for everyone. True. That's true. Yes. Somebody said you are a people pleaser. I mean, not anymore. Okay, I don't really think I've ever been a people pleaser, but yeah, I don't think I've been a people pleaser, but right now I'm definitely not at all. I think there's a time I used to care maybe what people think, but right now I really don't. Don't give a damn. Yeah. You don't know your mother tongue. City girls up. First of all, I don't even know Swahili properly. So, but actually these days, I understand Kikuyu. And I understand a lot more Luo these days. Speaking, you know the word, but it's like is it conjugation? I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not fluent. Let me see. Like, I don't know is it the noun class? Something. It's either the noun class or the conjugation. Like, I know the word, but I don't know how to put it in the sentence properly. I hope that makes sense. And that's mostly for Kikuyu. Okay, you're a gym addict. I wish. But when I'm in the gym, I go hard. Let me see. But I've not been in the gym for a while. That is changing very soon. Actually, from next week, it's changing. You don't want to gain weight. Okay, first of all, I think I've mentioned this here before. I like how I look when I'm bigger. But I always want to gain weight in a healthy way, in terms of like doing weights, like heavy weights at the gym. And this is because there's a time I gained a lot of weight all at once, and that was mostly because I started using a contraceptive. A hormonal contraceptive that, I don't know, I just ballooned up, guys. I was huge. And then that same year, I had Bell's palsy, which is facial nerve paralysis. So I went to the hospital and they did all these general tests on me, and turned out that my HbA1c, which is a test done to see like your sugar levels over the past few months, like 3 or so months, and they were borderline, like pre-diabetes, let me say. So yeah, that scared me. So yeah, I don't mind gaining weight as long as I'm doing it in a good way, you know. Yes. Okay, you are everyone's favorite sibling. I guess this is all my siblings or anyone who I see as my sister or my brother. I would like to think so. I mean, they all tell me I am, but I feel like everyone tells that to the other person. But I'm definitely Rihanna's favorite sibling. And my brother, actually also, I'm not too sure about like my second born sister. Hers is questionable. No, actually, I think I am. And also this our fourth born, the sister that I follow, I think I'm also her favorite. Actually, yeah, I'm probably everyone's favorite sibling. Maybe not my firstborn sister. I think my firstborn sister is really close to my second born sister and our fourth born, my fourth born. Yeah. At my fourth born. Okay, the sister I follow. Yeah, so yeah, I think it's just probably just her. But soon that will change. I'm gonna be everyone's favorite sibling. You lie about your age. You're much younger than you tell. With these titties and stretch marks? First of all, I don't know. Anyway, my titties aren't even that big. But I don't know. Why would I lie about my age? Like, why would I be older? I mean, make myself older or younger. You know, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make it. I mean, if you're saying I have a baby face and I look young, I'll take that. But I don't know why anyone would lie about their age. Okay. Okay, yeah, so no, I've never lied about my age. Maybe like when I was way younger to like get into a club or something, but right now, nope, I don't. You're friendly, kind-hearted, or welcoming. You're friendly / kind-hearted / welcoming. Okay, I think all these mean something different. I would say I'm kind-hearted and welcoming. Friendly, okay, kind of, but these days I'm very cautious on who I call my friend or who I am friendly to. Like, yeah, I'll be kind to you, but friendly is on another level. I take friendships very seriously, guys. I think people in my class even know, like, I make it clear. I tell them, like, guys, we are just classmates, we're not friends. But I have like 3 friends in that class. Yeah. So, you cut people off easily. That is not true. I actually struggle to cut people off. You are dating a big DJ in Kenya. Oh, next question. See ya. Anyway, no, that's not true. That is far from the truth. I mean, I know where this is coming from, but that is far from the truth. Whew, lest I end up on Mpasho or BNN. That is far from the truth. Yeah, no, I'm not. Somebody said you take finances seriously. Yes, I do, and I believe everyone should. Yeah, like, what are you doing not taking your finances seriously? Budget, save and invest, please. If you don't have the money to invest, I mean, there's money. Okay, there are ways to invest that don't involve a lot of money. So any little money you have, you can invest it. But I've not started investing yet, but soon I will. Yeah, I'm working towards that. But yes, I budget and I save. And yeah. You hate medical school. That is I don't know, that is half true. I think anyone in medical school would say like there's a love-hate relationship with it. Like some days you love it, most days it's tough, but you love it or you like sometimes you don't like the experience but you love the process. No, you don't like the process, but you love the experience. I hope that's making sense. Yeah. You are the life of the party. So you once was scared to say hi. I think I also saw one that said, can anyone walk up and say hi to you? Okay. So you're the life of the party. No, I don't think so. I don't believe that to be true. I actually don't believe that to be true at all. I feel like I'm so awkward, like, in public or, like, social spaces. And I always feed off, like, somebody else's energy. I think I've even mentioned this before, like, in a previous relationship. Like, I loved that that person was more, I don't say likable, but more like would talk a lot when we are around people, so I wouldn't have to do the talking. I would just feed off their energy. So yeah. I don't think I'm the life of the party. Please don't be scared to say hi. Yes. Can anyone walk up and say hi to you? Okay, yeah, you can, but I hope like it's with good intention. Don't come up and start asking me personal stuff, please. And don't be disrespectful about anything. But yeah, you can walk up and say hi to me. I'll definitely say hi back. I feel like a celebrity, guys. Oh gosh. You're a feminist and you hate men. First of all, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. I think they don't even go hand in hand with each other. So you're a feminist. Yes, I am. I feel like, but not this feminism that is that men think women are pushing or some women push. I'm a feminist in the sense that I just want better for women. Not I want to be the same as men. I just want better for women. You hate men. No, I don't. I love men. Quite the opposite, actually. I love men. Like, anyway, yeah. You are not open to dating. I said my heart is somewhere. Like, it is. My heart is with somebody. Whether or not that means we're dating. But yeah, my heart is with someone. Yeah. There was something that linked to the one for you're a feminist and you hate men. Oh yeah. You're a girl's girl. Yes, I am. Like, as I said, I want better for women, I want better for girls. I feel like especially if you're a girl and your job is to put women down, or you like putting women down and making women feel bad about themselves or their experiences, I think you're just an awful person. Like, you know how hard it is to be a woman in this society. First of all, every single day on Twitter, there's just always someone bashing women. The other day, like, what was that? Why was Sanaipei Tande trending? So you just let people be like, I? Oh. I mean, not unless you're a pick me. Whoops. You love me. No comment. Anyway, yes, I do. This is one of my good friends. Not an assumption. Can I be on your podcast? Yeah, please DM me and then like we can see how to go about that. We can see what your values are if they go in line with this podcast and yeah, whatever trajectory I'd like the podcast to take, if it aligns with what you want to do to talk about, yes, definitely you can be. You are pretty. Is that an assumption? I mean, thank you. I don't know. I don't know. Is that an assumption? Assumptions about me. You're pretty. Okay, it's not an assumption. It's a fact. Yes. Oh, right. There's one here that says DJ Dash and Talia are your siblings. Talia is my sibling. I don't know where these things about this DJ being my sibling or being my boyfriend are coming from, but yeah, Talia is my sibling. The DJ is not my sibling. Yeah. Not my boyfriend either, not my sibling. Yeah, so I think that's it. I've come to the end of this podcast. I'm trying to see if I've left anything out. Let me see. Yeah, I think that's the end. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please share, comment. Can you comment on Spotify? Yeah. You can also DM me at LOL Podcast KE if you have my number. Please don't be giving out my number, by the way. Please, I hate it when people give out my number. It's literally a pet peeve. Like, why are you giving out my number? What if I don't want this person to have my number, you know? Yeah, so, what was I saying? Yeah, so if you have my number, if you're like a personal friend or acquaintance, you know, schoolmate, excuse me, yeah, feel free to text me, your thoughts about this episode. And yeah, thank you so much for everything, for your support. Maybe next week I'll do a shout out, so yeah, depending on the comments I get. So yeah, don't forget to live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud. Have a good day or night, whatever time you're listening to this. Have a good time. Bye.